Rob Nicholson joining us too to go through Caulfield. How are you, Rob?
Very well, Nadia. Good to be with you.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of the highlights from Caulfield. First of all, Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace, they've got a busy weekend.
They certainly do, Nadia, and they had quite a number of horses go out to Moonee Valley yesterday. As Daryl touched on, there were a number of horses out there. Charlize and Liv in the Fast Lane both worked together on the course proper over 800 metres and ran a fairly comfortable time of 55.98 and came home their last 400 in 25.14. Charlize is nominated for the Talon Dirt Stakes as well as the two-year-old plate on Friday night, while Liv in the Fast Lane is nominated for the three-year-old Phillies Benchmark 64 on Friday night. At this stage, both will go around, Nadia, and it was more just a sightseeing mission for Liv in the Fast Lane. And at this stage, Dave Eustace this morning said they're 50-50 on which way to go with Charlize. Isa Rocket worked yesterday morning also at Moonee Valley with what is now the Blue Diamond favourite, Loving Gabby. They went around 800 metres in a fairly slick time of 51.65 and came home their last 400 in 23.66. Loving Gabby, it was said to me, ran like a rocket, so plenty to like about her going into the Blue Diamond next week. And Isa Rocket was fairly impressive as well. Isa Rocket's nominated for the Talon Dirt and Friday night, but this stage is likely to go around in the Talon Dirt. Extra Brute and Global Exchange work together. Extra Brute's going to line up in the Group 3 CS Hay Stakes over the 1,400 metres and will have the first run for its stable. Now, since being transferred across to Kieran Maher, and it worked very nicely over 1,000 metres in a minute 4.57. Came home the last 400 in 23.53, so I'd expect him to run very, very well on the weekend and should be very hard to beat. Thundercloud and Bondiga worked with Steel of Madrid also at Moonee Valley. Thundercloud's nominated for the Benchmark 90 handicap over the mile, while Bondiga's going around in the listed Tawny Night Cup over the 2,500 metres on Friday night. They'd ran 1,000 at Moonee Valley in a minute 6.06 and came home the last 400 in a fairly measured 24.73. Was a good hit out for both of them. Age of Fire worked in company with Mask of Time there, Nadia. Age of Fire's nominated for both the Benchmark 90 handicap over the mile and up in Sydney in a Benchmark 88 handicap, while Mask of Time's nominated for the handicap over the 1,400 metres at Flemington and the Group 2 Apollo up there in Sydney. So they're going to follow the rain, according to Kieran and Dave this morning, with Mask of Time, but they ran 800 metres yesterday in a fairly sharp time of 48.14 and came home their last 400 quite comfortably, just easing down the last 400 in 25.48. Enigman will go around on Saturday in the Benchmark 90 handicap over 1,200. He had a nice hit out at Moonee Valley over 800 in 51.25, running home his last 400 in 24.22. While Bonds Away, not running this week, but going towards the Oakley Plate, had a really good hit out at Moonee Valley over 800 in 51.65 and came home the last 400 metres in 24.17. More a maintenance gallop than anything else, but it was quite nice work. At Caulfield this morning, Gardini just did a bit of work on the treadmill and is likely to line up in the Benchmark 90 handicap over the mile. Street Icon and the Closer both worked at Caulfield. They're both lining up in the Group 3, the Vanity, and they both ran 800 metres. Street Icon home the last 400 in 24 seconds flat. The Closer home in 24.09. And to wrap up the Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace stable, Aloysius nominated for the Apollo Stakes in Sydney. Did gallop up in Sydney this morning over 800 metres and ran home the last 400 in just over 24 seconds. And they'll make a decision on whether they take on Winx on Saturday. And at this stage, they're probably 70-30 in favour of running.
Okay, so that's a look at those. What about McPrice's?
McPrice's got Monifa and Steal the Kisses lining up in the Talon Dirt Stakes, Nadia, and they worked together this morning at Caulfield, running 800 metres in pretty good time of 51.10, home the last 400 in 25.7. Weren't asked to do a great deal going to the line. Hard to pronounce this one. Arjawan ran 800 metres in evens and ran home the last 200 in 12.81, and it's going to go around Friday night, and the two-year-old No Metro wins plate over the 1,000, just a maintenance gallop more than anything else. Star Ruse will line up on Saturday in the CS Hayes Stakes over 1,400 metres, and it worked 1,200 metres in evens this morning, Nadia, home in tick over 25 seconds, while Heptagon and Mighty Boss will both run on Saturday. Heptagon was a terrific last start winner. It'll run in the benchmark 90 handicap over the mile, and Mighty Boss is going to resume in the handicap over 1,400 metres. He had a very impressive trial at Cranbourne the other week and won by about 6 or 7 lengths. So I think he's enjoying his time down at Warrnambool, and they both finalised their preparation down there. Aside from that, Grunt, who's going towards the All-Star Mile, ran over 1,200 metres this morning, Nadia, and came home his last 800 in 53.5, and looks in terrific order as he gets wound up towards the All-Star Mile. And he's also got Light Parade, Irish County and Tycoon Dancer all lining up on Friday night as Mick Price. And Light Parade went 1,200 in evens, Irish County ran 800 in evens, and Dancing Tycoon went 800 in evens, home the last 200 in just over 12.5 seconds, Nards. But probably Heptagon and Mighty Boss will be interesting to look at, and Star Ruse is certainly going along quite nicely for Mick Price.
Definitely. What about John Sadler's?
John Sadler's got Sam's Image, and it'll go around in the handicap over benchmark 90 handicap over 1,200. It worked 800 metres this morning in a sharp 49.25 and ran home the last 400 in 23.5. Steve Bastard will take the ride on Saturday, and John's fairly pleased with the way Sam's Image is going. Usain Bolt is nominated, but probably won't run this week. Might try and go towards the Oakley Plate, according to Johnny Sadler this morning, and he's been ticking over quite well. So Sam's Image will probably be his only runner this weekend, but Usain Bolt on a path towards the Oakley Plate if he can get into the field.
Okay, so that's a look at that. What about for Rob Hickmott?
Yeah, he's got the import, who was very impressive on debut, Shabal, going around in the benchmark 84 handicap over the 2,000 metres. Just did a, was supposed to run a couple of weeks ago, but just did a little bit of injury to his hip. Nothing major, just a slight bit of soreness. So Rob decided to be cautious with him instead of making a small issue a big one. He's just made sure the horse was fine and ready to go this week, and he worked enormously this morning with that little bit of rest. He ran 800 metres in 49 flat and came home the last 600 in 36. I think he'll be extremely hard to beat on Saturday, Nadia, and if he does win, he's certainly got a genuine live chance towards the Caulfield Melbourne Cups in the spring, Nadia.
Okay, so that's a look there. What about Colin Little's?
Colin Little's got Vacillator and Casio both nominated this weekend. Vacillator will go around in the CSA Stakes, and Casio's nominated for the handicap over the 1,400, but is also nominated Friday night in the, I believe it's the benchmark 78 handicap over the mile. They worked together this morning over 1,000 metres in a minute 5, home the last 400 in 36, and Vacillator is getting a change of jockey. Jamie Carr's going to take the ride on Saturday, and she rode Vacillator this morning and seemed quite pleased with the way the horse has worked this morning after his disappointing run first up.
Okay, so that's that there. And what about Jeddah Star heading towards the Lightning?
Yeah, he just straight up 800 metres this morning, Nadia, improving the last 400 to run home in 23.5. Going around in the Group 1 Lightning, and at 44 kilos on the back with Chris Caserta, I've seen stranger things happen with that lighter weight. You never know your luck, but looks in terrific order and should run well. Aside from that, quickly, Nadia, a couple of good jump outs this morning from Caulfield, Crown Witness, Vedora, Oregon's Day, Kimono and Seabrook all went around in the opening jump out this morning, and Crown Witness managed to beat Vedora home by about half a neck ahead of Oregon's Day, Kimono and Seabrook, and they ran a time of 48.12. Their last 200, in just a tick over 13 into a fairly heavy wind, and She So High for Mick Price looked very good winning her jump out this morning as she gets ready for autumn, with Sir Coney and Kanedna going around quite nicely as well behind her. So some good jump outs as well there this morning, Nadia.
Okay, no problems at all, Rob. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Nadia.